ti, Padre della vita, principio sin principio, summa bondade eterna luz, con el Hijo y el Espíritu, honor y gloria, alabanza y gratitud por los siglos sin fin. Amén.
21 of July. Today we return to the messages of our Father, the Meditations. It's part 22, the first 21 we did during Lent time. It's according to a book from Madre Eugenia Ravasio, The Father Speaks to His Children. To all those who follow us daily or occasionally with the Meditations, in the coming days, until August 7, I will continue the reflections on our Father's message that have accompanied us in 21 meditations during Lent till Palm Sunday. August 7 itself is for us, according to the will of our Heavenly Father, an internal celebration which some other faithful have already included in their lives. The coming reflections are focused on the second part of the Father's message and are intended to accompany this precious message. It is advisable both to obtain the text for the booklet and to consult the previous reflections in the archive of Elia Mission. For remembrance and information, in 1932, Madre Eugenia Ravasio received messages in Latin from God the Father. The messages were intensively examined by the Church and then acknowledged. So we are walking on a safe ground. Why these reflections? From my point of view, it is something very essential. The first commandment that was given to us is to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength. This is the right starting point for everything else. Even the high commandment to love one's neighbor flows from this precept. We like to talk about love of our neighbor in the church, and easily the temptation can come to consider love of neighbor as the most important commandment. But before that comes the love of God in two ways. First, it is the love of God to us, and then our love for Him. This is the most important thing, the love of our Father proclaimed by our Lord Jesus Christ. In order to get to know this love of God even more and to respond to it more fully, I lay down these reflections in the firm belief that this is pleasing to the Heavenly Father and that these meditations can help to achieve this, the love to our Father. So hear the word of our Father for today. I am the ocean of charity, my children, and this is another proof of the paternal love I feel for you all, without exception, regardless of your age, your status, or your country. Nor do I exclude different societies, sects, believers, unbelievers, the indifferent. I enfold in this love all the rational creatures who make up humanity. I am the ocean of charity. I showed you the spring which powers from my priest to quench your thirst. And now, in order to let you see my goodness toward everyone, I am going to show you the ocean of my universal charity, that you may dive into it blindly. Why? So that diving into this ocean, souls rendered bitter by faults and sins may lose that bitterness in this bath of love. They will emerge from this ocean better, happy and having learned how to be good and charitable. If because of ignorance or weakness, you yourself happen to fall again into this state of bitterness, I shall still be an ocean of charity, ready to receive this bitter drop, transform it into charity and goodness, and make you holy as I, your Father, am. The love of our fathers embraces all men, for all of them he has created out of love, redeems, and wants to complete them. No one is excluded unless he distances himself from God and closes himself to his love. To understand this dimension of divine love, to remember it and realize it, as far as it is within our possibilities, opens our heart to another dimension of love. We must not think that this is an emotional love, but the fundamental affirmation that God has for every human being. Nor can this mean to approve of bad deeds or to overlook aberrations. Nor does it mean that it is indifferent whether one is unbeliever or a member of a sect, because God's love means all people. No, it is the divine way of loving which does not rest until man opens himself to this love. In doing so, God pursues the sinner even more than those who already live in intimate relationship with him and have taken the right path. It is the divine love that surpasses us and that we cannot receive from ourselves. Therefore, let no one despair if he has not yet realized this love in his life, but humbly ask for it. God revealed to Sister Eugenia himself what the images of the source and the ocean mentioned are all about. The source is a symbol of my knowledge, and the ocean is a symbol of my mercy and your trust. So the source is a knowledge of God, which is deepening more and more. From here flows the living water of which Jesus speaks. Knowledge of God means to get to know more and more his infinite love. If this happens, then one can leave oneself with closed eyes to this love without any fears, without having to protect oneself, without traces to distrust against God, without having to move within the apparent earthly securities or one's own intellectual spaces. Just give the Lord our own heart, which in turn is so wide open to us. The deeper knowledge of God becomes this ocean of God's love, because we encounter his mercy, and this greatly strengthens our trust in God. Yes, we are invited to an unreserved trust, so that we are always uplifted and strengthened by the mercy of God. We are to know our sins, transgressions, and weaknesses, but we are not to dwell on them, but to sink them trustingly into the ocean of mercy. In our Holy Church, this is done in the sacrament of penance. However, we are also invited to practice this act of trust often outside of confession. In this way, a purification and strengthening of our soul takes place, and trust in God grows.
Today we hear a short prayer written by St. John Paul II in Spanish language that says, "To you, the Father of life, the beginning without beginning, the supreme goodness and eternal light, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, be all glory, praise, and thanksgiving forever and ever. Amen."
A ti, Padre de la vida, principio sin principio, suma bondad y eterna luz, con el Hijo y el Espíritu, honor y gloria, alabanza y gratitud por los siglos sin fin. Amén. A ti, Padre de la vida, principio sin principio, suma bondad y eterna luz, con el bien.